Tonight's Shir Simin Reish Sadi Zayin. Dinei v'samim l'havdolah, halachas of the spices for havdolah. Siv Aleph, mevarech al habesamim im yeshloi, v'im ein loy, ein sorech lachzor achareyim. During havdolah, we make a bracha on spices if he has. If he doesn't have, he doesn't have to go looking for it. Mishnah Berurah Siv Kadosh Aleph, mevarech al habesamim. He makes a bracha on the spices, v'habracha hu, the bracha is barei, minei visamim. Al eze minshu, whatever type of spice it is, that's the bracha. Afsha b'chol tzarech levarach al kol min kevir chaso, even though on a weekday, each specific type gets its specific bracha, dahainu, meaning to say, al atze visamim, bari atze visamim. If it's from a tree, it's bari atze visamim. Val isve visamim, if it's a plant, bari isve visamim. Uchad el b'sinu reish tazayin, we learned this before in reish tazayin. Over there you'll find other details. Yet when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we say a Borei Minei V'Samim regardless of the type, in order to prevent mistakes by the average person. Not everyone is an expert in the specific brachas. With this bracha, this is a catch-all bracha. It's like shahakol for foods. It covers everything. Ukmasha kasif sham bisif alf, as was clarified back in Reish Tazayin sif alf. Ubikamakam lechatchila tov yosef. Of course, the chatchila, what's even better is, sheyikach levisamim davar shebirchasa b'rayim nei visamim. Use for havdolah a spice that is supposed to get the bracha, b'rayim nei visamim. Gagon hamusk shekarim fizim o neglach. Like musk, which we call musk oil, or negelach, which we call cloves. Many achronim hold that cloves is barim nevisam. Musk oil is for sure barim nevisam. Cloves is questionable. Is it a pre? Is it not? Lamaisa, many achronim say barim nevisam on cloves. Mutar levarach barim nevisam al pilplin shekar in English pepper. You can say bari minei v'sam on peppers that we call English pepper. Shigamzu b'chal v'sam, this is also included in spice. Al b'stam pilpulin yesh deos b'en ha'poyeskin v'havi safi bracha. By other peppers, it's actually a machloikis, it's a safi bracha. V'chein zangvil shakarin ingver, the same is true with zangvil, which we call ingver, which we call ginger. So this is why we use cloves for v'samim, because the halacha is you make a bari minei v'sam on cloves. If you do not have a spice available, you don't have to go looking for it. The reason we say the bracha on spice, Motzei Shabbos, is to give our neshama a respite, to return the neshama. She ko eves, it's in pain. Mitzias Shabbos and Shabbos ends, and neshama Yisera departs. So to revive it, to revive the nefesh, we smell the summon. Even someone who fasts on Shabbos or Chavurach al b'samim Motzei Shabbos should make a bracha on b'samim on Motzei Shabbos. Mashein can be Yom Kippur as opposed to Yom Kippur. After Shachal b'Shabbos, even when it occurs on Shabbos, and Sirach Chavurach Motzei Yom Kippurim, when Yom Kippur occurs on Shabbos, we don't make a bracha on b'samim on Motzei Yom Kippur. However, many do have the minig to make a bracha on b'samim when Shabbos and Yom Kippur coincide. Siv Beis. A mevarchin al besamim shall beis akise v'lo al shel mesim. We don't make a bracha on spice that is meant to deodorize a bathroom, nor do we make a bracha on a spice that's there to mask the smell of a corpse. V'davka nesum l'malam imitaso shel mesim is referring to the spice that's placed above the bed of the nifter. V'lo al besamim she b'mesibus ogham. Nor do we make a bracha on the spices used at parties of the non-Jews, of the idolaters, because their parties are typically involved with avodah zar, and then the spice is also behanah. The Ramah says, "V'imbeirach al besamim elu." And if someone did use this spice for havdalah lo yotza, it doesn't work. They're not yotza. So chlas levarach al acherim. They should make a bracha on something else because these do not warrant the bracha.
All of them, or just
all three? Mr. Burris of Gan Gimel, so basically, velo v'chulu. The kolz elav the recha avidi. These spices are not for their aroma. Ela avui recha sirchon. They're there to deodorize, and therefore they do not get a bracha. Sifka dav lemal mitaso. If the spice is above the bed of the departed, you don't make a bracha. Av nesudin lifnei mitaso. But if there is a spice container in front of the bed, mevarchin, we will make a bracha on that. Shani oimer lechvod chaim heim asuyim, because I could say that that is for the honor of the living and not to mask the smell of the deceased. Sivkan heishav mesibas oichav mespices at a party of non-Jews. Hainashem mesubin laachilasud, they're sitting down to eat for a meal. So the spices are off limits. Aval im lohoyu mesubin klal, if there are spices among non-Jews, but it's not like it's there for a party. Mutar levarach al besam shalhem, one can make the bracha on their spice. This is also the conclusion of the Taz. Yet he writes at the end, Rabbi Yona says that any spice of a non-Jew will ultimately be sold for idol worship, and therefore you should never use any of their spices, even if it's not part of their parties. Vein levarach aleihem, so you shouldn't make a bracha on it. Im lo malkum shenira shein oim levarach gilum, unless it's really clear that the spice that this non-Jew is selling will have no shaychus to avodah zarah. Could go on, for instance, shutagar, he's a merchant. Shadako limko sel noshim habi, he buys and sells to many different people. O shadako lasum habesam latavshul shalo, or these spices are intended to get into the food. As ein isa levarach aleihem afil dasa ben yonah, that even ben yonah would agree you can make a bracha on it because it was never going to end up with avodah zarah. Siv gimel, sakim meleim besamim, they would make pouches full of spice. Shemisimin ha'enim yehudim toch kan kanei ayayin, and then the non-Jews put this pouch of spice into the wine barrels to give flavor to the wine. Now this wine is off limits. The wine is also. Even though the halacha, you are allowed to smell those spices when they're taken out of the wine. In avdilim aleihem, you shouldn't use those spices for havdolah. Mishnah Berurah sif konvav lahariach behem, these spices can be smelled. She'ein hayayin nosein behem tam, the wine does not enhance the smell of the spice. Ki ein derech she'yarichu habesam me'yayin, it's not typical that the spice gets scented from the wine. Ela adav, it's just the opposite. Heim noistin tam b'hayayin, the spice flavors the wine. So when you remove this pouch of spice from the wine, you're allowed to smell that. Vote in addition, shein mechavin hamerich l'reach hayayin, the person who's smelling this has no intent to smell the wine. El l'reach hatavlin, he wants to smell the spice. And still, don't use it for avdolah. Sefkon zayin, ein mavdil maleyem, why shouldn't you use it for avdolah? De ma'is hu l'gavoya. As far as Yibon Hashem is concerned, this is not acceptable. The notes quote Etshuas HaRashba. It's a part of Hakrivena Pechasecha. It's a lack of covet for the mitzvah to use such spice for a mitzvah. Kazav Taz Kan Ule'el B'simen Reish Yud Zayin. The Taz writes here and before Reish Yud Zayin. They mevorchin al reach shebekli shenivlabo ayde habesamim shohibo mekodem. If you have a container that held spice, now there's no spice in it, but it held spice, and the container is aromatic, it's fragrant from the spice that was there, you cannot make a bracha on it. You do not make a bracha on the scent of a container that once held spice. But if you see at the bottom of the container some powder of residue of the spices, this is very common in the boxes that they store the spice, then you can make a bracha because there's some actual spice there and not just the lingering aroma. The minig is to use hadas for besamim whenever possible. Now, if you're using a hadas, according to Mechaber, you're going to make a bracha, barei atzei v'samen. You're not saying barei mei v'samen. Mishnah Berurah brings that we're going to make the barei mei v'samen of everything, no matter what it is, because of ignorance, people don't know. But by the Sfaradim, follow Mechaber, If you use a hadas, you make a beras besamim. I was zoichu one mas Shabbos to be becham avad Yosef. He made avdolo with a hadas, and he said the bracha atzei besamim. It's the bracha. The Amora says v'yesh or some say the ein levarach al hadas hayovesh. Do not make a bracha on a dried out hadas. Deina meriach, it doesn't give off a scent. Rak al sha'ar besam, use other spices. V'cheinagu b'medina seil, that's the minig in our land. V'nirali would appear to me, d'yesh lehaniach gam hadas im ha'besamim. Ideally, you'll mix hadas with besamim. Da'oz osin k'kuli alma, then you accommodate all the views. So people take from their hadasim, and they add it to cloves, and then you have the b'rayim ha'besamim, and it's a multiple species, so that the bracha is appropriate, and there are people who do that. Mishdebura sivkotan ches al hahadas. The meaning is to use hadasim for havdola when possible. Perish. The shalulav, hadasim from the lulav. Kivin de savid b'chad the mitzvah, since you did one mitzvah with the hadas, the other mitzvah achri to do another mitzvah with it. V'davke b'shoyim ha'sashonin. This is only the rest of the year. V'lo b'sukkis. This is not talking about Shabbos chol ha'moed sukkis. The huksle mitzvasa, because during sukkis, the hadasim of the dal minim is set aside for the mitzvah, and you should not use it to smell. Umasha kasa kol hecha de efsh, when the Shulchan Aruch says, use hadas whenever possible. Haina kol hecha sheyesh bo od kubeh kasas, that means when the hadas still has some smell. Then mitzvah lechatchila hader achrov, then it's a mitzvah lechatchila to go for that spice. V'chein kasa b'zoyer, the Zohar Kodesh writes, v'semach adorva, there's a support. The Pasuk in Yeshaya says, v'sachas hasirpod yala hadas, instead of the thorn bush will come up the hadas. The Samachlein right next to it says Shomer Shabbos Michal Lo Vegoimer, reference to Shabbos. Vayesh Oimim Svir Luhu, the Yesh Oimim of the Ramah, not to use dry hadas, the Kimish and the Siabesh, because once it dries, the Nitl Menu Iker Hareach, the main smell is gone. Ein Levarachalav, you shouldn't use it for your spice. Sivkaran Tes, Im Habesamim, ideally mix hadas with your spices. Vimein Lev, you don't have. Yerch Levarach, Gam Al Asavim, Sheish Bemeach Tov, you can make the Baruch on any scented plant, v'chenal b'sivkon af, like we learned back at Sivkon Aleph. Mishtabur is gvan yud. The oz oisin kikuli alma. If you mix the hadas with other spices, then you accommodate everyone. Ayin b'tasar kasaf. Look in the Taz who writes, amad isa b'tur b'shem Rabbeinu Ephraim. On that which the Tur quotes from Rabbeinu Ephraim, shahoylo zechuches miyuchedes. He had a designated glass jar. Shahoya Bamine Visamim that he put in different spices, and that was what he used for Havdalah. The after the halocha, yesh letzadeid, diyoch levarach boreimine v'samim gam, al besamim shoyim unochim bebayis etzorech tafshel, even though the halocha, we could argue that even spices that are in the kitchen for your foods, if you take them for Havdalah, you can make a bracha boreimine v'samim. Since you're taking them now in your hand for its smell, the Seva Tosef Shabbos writes this as a simple halacha. Designated spice that was not part of the kitchen spice collection. It was specifically going to be used for smelling only. That was a mitzvah mitzvah that was designated initially for the smell for the mitzvah and not to be used for food preparation. V'kach nohagin rova om, most people do this. Shemiyacht and klilizah, they designate a spice holder just for havdolah. V'karen so hadas, they even called hadas. Al shem shohi menichin shom, baderes harishonim hadas gilariach. In early generations, they would put hadas in there for smelling. So this is always a diyun. You take spice from the spice shelf in your kitchen if you don't have some handy. L'halocha, if you put some in your hand to smell just for a smell, it would work. But it's still better to have a spice designated exclusively for smelling and use that for besamim. One of the diyukim they make is Rabbeinu Ephraim used a glass. Why don't they use silver? A lot of people have silver spice holders. The notes say glass is better because glass will not alter the smell. Metals will interact with the spices and it will affect the scent. You're better using glass than using silver. You don't say like that. He just says, see, there's an Indian of using glass to hold the spices. Se'if, hey, mi she'enu meriach, enu mevarach al besamim. If a person cannot smell, he should not make the bracha on the besamim. Elam kein niskaven lehotzi b'dei beiso haktanim, shigil lechinuch, unless he's making the bracha to take care of the bracha of children who are chinuch age. Oh, lahotzi misha eni odeh, or to be motzi someone else who does not know how to make the bracha. Mishnah Berurah sifkad yinaf misha eni mariach, someone who cannot smell. Hainu she'ein luchush ariach, he does not have a sense of smell. It was damaged. The nose spring. It could also be someone who does have a sense of smell, but right now he's got a cold and he can't smell. He's congested. He can't smell. Sifkad yud beis lahotzi v'chulu, so he can make the bracha to be motzi children. Then they'll have to smell immediately after they mix the bracha. Or Timotzi, someone who doesn't know. So Mishnah Berurah points out that all the Achronim argue with this line of the Shulchan Aruch. V'sayvim they hold. It's only mutter if he's making the bracha for the children. There's an obligation of chinuch to make sure they know how to make the brachas. Avalo lahotzi misheinu yodeh, but he can't make the bracha for someone who doesn't know. They came to einu chay b'davar, because he is not obligated. Einu yochel lahotzi achem dechavasin, so he cannot be motzi someone else. The after be'etzem kiddush v'havdolah, even on the actual kiddush and havdolah, yochel lahotzi achem, he can be motzi someone else. Afal pisha einu chay b'davar, even if he doesn't need it for himself. Kagon, for instance, shiyotzi mikvah, he was already yotza. He could do it again. Shani hasim, that's different. Shein choyv al kol yish Yisrael. Kiddush and Havdolah are obligations on every single Jew. For kol Yisrael reivim zeh lazeh. And every Jew is responsible one for the other. Ma she'en kein bezeh shurak min ha-chachomim. But to smell besamim, that's a minik from the chachomim. Vein tzorech la'akzor lov. You don't have to go get it. Kedel b'sif alef, they learned it sif alef. Hudoyim l'chol birchas hanenin. So the bracha on besamim is like the bracha on any food that we take pleasure in, so that he cannot make the bracha for someone else, if he has no intention of eating himself. See if you test like we learned back in Simukuf Samach Zayin. And therefore, who I did Misha Hiv the Kvar, the same was true if someone made Avdol already, and he has the full capacity to smell. He already made the bracha on besam. Now he's making Avdolah for someone else who needs the Havdalah. Yariach od ba'atzmo pa'am acheres. So he should make sure to smell the spice again, kadesh yuchal od ha'pa'am levarach, in order to make the bracha again, b'ayim and evesamim. V'dayan, you should know. The mashano hagin eza anashim, what some people have a minig. Shein roitzim letzeis v'virchas haner v'abesamim shoyim ha'mavdil. They don't want to be yoitza with the bracha of the candle and the spices that the mavdil says. So they say the bracha themselves, the Deborah Me'eish and the Deborah Me'evesamim, b'shar she'orim ha'mavarach, but they're doing it while the mavarach is saying birchas ha'mavdil kodesh ruchu. Shelo k'dinei ma'osim. That's wrong. The kivut shem yoitzim avdol, if they're being yoitzim with this avdolah, tzrichin lahatos oznam. They should tilt their ear for the shmoy and listen carefully birchas avdol, the bracha of avdolah. V'lo levarach oz bracha ches. Don't make a different bracha while he's saying ha'mavdil. Well, the Vad calls them besides that. Let's say they won't make the bracha while he's saying Hamavdil. They'll make the bracha before. Mitzvah Yoyisa, let's say it's Kul Mivichaso. It's still a bigger mitzvah for everyone to be Yoyisa with one person's bracha. Deberav Am Hadas Melech. It's more glory for the king when they all do it together. For the Olavar Kolecha Levnei Atzmo. And not each one says his own bracha. Kalakamon Besimin Reish Tadiches. If you doubt it, we'll find later in Reish Tadiches. Emlo Shu Rachoik Azmin Or Unless he's very far from the flame. He can't use that light. In that case, he's taka not yoitza with the bracha mavarch. Come on, like we see later on. Above in such a case, don't have kavanah to be yoitza with the bracha that the one who's making havdalah says. He could wait till after havdalah. She'll get close to the flame, hope they don't put it out, and then he can make the bracha afterwards. And the same will be true with psalmim. But ideally, he should be yoitz with the bracha of the mavdil.